Hey friend, thanks for joining us for today's word of encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading for today was written by Marvin Williams, and he titled it, A Beginner's Guide to Life. After my mother's sudden death, I was motivated to start blogging. I wanted to write posts that would inspire people to use their minutes on earth to create significant life moments. So, I turned to A Beginner's Guide to Blogging. I learned what platform to use, how to choose titles, and how to craft compelling posts. And in 2016, my first blog post was born. Paul wrote a beginner's guide that explains how to obtain eternal life. In Romans 6, verses 16 through 18, he contrasts the fact that we're all born in rebellion to God with the truth that Jesus can help us be set free from our sin. Paul then describes the difference between being a slave to sin and a slave to God and His life-giving ways. He continues by stating that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Death means being separated from God forever. This is the devastating outcome we face when we reject Christ. But God has offered us a gift in Jesus, new life. It's the kind of life that begins on earth and continues forever in heaven with Him. Paul's Beginner's Guide to Eternal Life leaves us with two choices: choosing sin, which leads to death, or choosing Jesus' gift, which leads to eternal life. May you receive His gift of life. And if you've already accepted Christ, may you share this gift with others today. Now let's hear about the gospel or good news of Jesus Christ in today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading. It's from Romans chapter 6, verses 16 through 23. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things that you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for loving us and for forgiving us, for paying a debt that we couldn't pay, and for giving us a gift that we could not buy for ourselves. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray, and it's in your name that we live. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.